expat life, off the beaten track, somewhere between a visa run and a long-term plan. And today, Blipside is asking where your money fits into all of that.
Specifically, we're looking at sustainable investment in Asia, what it means, how it works in practice, and where the region is heading.
Let's start with the guide itself.
The core question here is what sustainable investing actually looks like in an Asian context. Not the abstract principle, but the concrete practice for someone putting money to work in this region.
The post sets the foundation early, and the framing is direct. Sustainable investment involves allocating capital to companies and projects that prioritize environmental, social, and governance factors, alongside financial returns.
So the upshot is that this isn't charity. It's a dual criteria decision. You're screening for ESG performance at the same time you're screening for yield. And in Asia, that combination is increasingly available rather than theoretical.
The post walks through key practices, things like ESG screening, impact investing, and shareholder engagement. And what's useful is that it treats these as a toolkit rather than a hierarchy. You pick the approach that fits your exposure.
And the impact section makes the regional case concrete. Asia's scale means sustainable capital flows here carry outsized consequence. Infrastructure, energy transitions, supply chains. The post is clear that this isn't a niche corner of the market anymore.
There's also a forward-looking section on future trends, which is where it gets genuinely interesting. Green bonds, regulatory pressure from governments across the region, and the slow but real shift in how institutional money is being allocated.
For an expat trying to orient their portfolio towards something with longer-term coherence, that trend picture matters. It's not just about where Asia is now, it's about the direction of travel.
Sustainable investing as a compass, not just a conscience, that tracks for anyone building a life here rather than just passing through.
And building that life well means understanding not just where to invest, but how the broader landscape shapes those choices.
Sustainable investment in Asia. Less a niche, more a direction the whole region is moving toward.
Worth watching and worth positioning for. More from this corner of the world next time.